These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdown.
Cool passion, so it'll be, we can pivot. Good evening, students. I'm Lauren Davis.
Up, Michelle.
And she's Michelle Baber. And she is unfrozen.
Hi, sorry, I was texting. I was switching my back. Wi-Fi. Hi, I'm Michelle Baber. I'm back and I'm happy.
Yes, she was freezing with delight because we have a very special episode, an evening sort of episode with two of our fanciest guests. You know them from also podcasts. Please welcome Meredith and Alicia.
Woo! Thanks for having us.
This is our episode.
We're excited. Yes. We have always wanted to have guests on a fake award show just for Sheena.
Yes. Yeah. Let's get into the reason for the season. After seeing the viral also podcast TikToks, examining the audiobooks of some of our greats, listening to excerpts of Hilaria's Now, Sheena's, we realized, you know what? She hasn't really been celebrated enough.
You're like, so right.
What about Sheena?
As Alicia would say, she has not been celebrated enough.
But yes, yes. Oh, yes. So we've gathered kind of a committee where we're going to recognize moments of Sheena excellence in various categories. We'll all have nominations, and then we'll kind of like put our heads together and come up with which moment of greatness will ultimately win the Shishu, the coveted.
The Shishu. I can't.
The Shishu.
Now, I must say,
Sheena
is one of my favorites ever to grace me with her presence on Bravo. Meredith knows this and she hates it about me, but I think Sheena deserves more than she gets and even beyond that.
I think she's excited. Legitimately, like, no irony. I think she's like so top tier. Like, she's one of my absolute favorite.
She's the funniest person to exist.
I love to hate on her.
Reality.
So
I think she's,
I do agree with some of these things.
I think she's brilliant.
Brilliant.
We wouldn't have VPR if Sheena hadn't fucked Eddie Cibrian. Thank God for that.
Yes and no. Yes and no. I think it helped.
It was the only answer is yes.
Nope.
Yeah.
I know. That's how they introduced it. But there was some other stuff behind the scenes that was going on
without Sheena.
She fucked
her way to the top.
How would we get there, though? We wouldn't have gotten there without Sheena.
You are right.
There was no bridge.
Well, see, this is why I've gathered this specific committee, because it's like Sheena, as any great like figure, she's very polarizing in her work and her reception because of its magnitude. And so it's like there's kind of a spectrum in the Bravo reality fandom of like how much you like Sheena. Like, there's people who listen to Shenanigans.
Those girls are not medicated.
I've tried.
The girlies.
Yeah. I've tried. Mm-hmm. It's bad.
Yeah. But it's like, there's people like us who, like, we unironically love her, think she's never done anything wrong in our lives. But I would say most of the fandom falls more on the Meredith end of the spectrum, where it's kind of a love to hate / grudging appreciation. She annoys me and is cringe, but I get how good she is at her job.
I'm committed to her being on TV for my enjoyment of her terribleness.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But that's why it's important to have all these voices in the room.
Absolutely.
To really, really make sure that we're being
fair as
possible.
Thorough. Yeah.
Yes.
Fair and balanced. Okay.
Well, before we begin, though, you mentioned that, like, you know, against your will, you learned a lot about her in her audiobook. Yes. Would you two girlies like to do a quick 4-question Sheena quiz just to get your brain going and warm up that Sheena sphere? Great. Okay. Awesome. Okay. So it's just a quick one. Question number one, which of the following is not a lyric from one of Sheena's songs?
Amazing.
Number one, I Need a Post Without a Mention. Give me a dick with no affection. Number two, I Don't Need a Man to Validate My Life. I done hit rock bottom, but I'm doing fine. Number three, No need for your loving. Just get it up. Boy, I know you want me so we can fuck. Number five. I hope St. Nick don't... Oh, wait, no, wait, this is number four. I hope old St. Nick don't catch me acting like a ho-ho-ho because I've been naughty, really jolly, shaking like a snow globe. And number five, here's my ass. You can kiss it. You can miss it.
It's the singing with it. You crush that.
This is tough. I can't imagine her songs are like.
Yeah, this is really tough. I'm going to go with number two, though.
Number
it's
two.
It's either two or five.
Two That's what or I'm, five.
So I'm going to go five just in case. I'm going to split our odds here.
Right. Meredith is right. It is in fact five. That's that one I made up, and then I even forgot my made up lyrics.
Which like that's
so, you're committed to
it. That sounded the most real. Good. You can miss.
That's
it.
The thing is, you really committed to them. I was like, oh, I'm trying to think of like what's going on here. This isn't helping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've got to. She commits so hard.
You're
I have
so right.
to
she does.
Do her.
She gives
I do
everything.
Have to give her that.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, next question. Which of the following ailments has Sheena not complained about multiple times on Vanderpump Rules?
Jesus.
Number one, hematoma on leg that requires crutches. Number two, dead tooth. Number three, serious cuts from broken glass. Or number four, a broken nail from punching Raquel in the
it's
face.
It's kind of a trick question.
The last.
Ooh. I think it's the glass, isn't it? Multiple
no, because
times?
Didn't she get glass in her leg whenever Jax punched Sandoval? And then, like, there was, like,
yeah, but
some collateral
times.
Damage?
She's had all these things. It's
that's
which
true.
Which one did she not complain about multiple times? The nail, she definitely did. The,
but she
the
didn't punch
ankle,
Raquel.
But she totally
so that
did.
One's a trick question.
No, but she screwed up her nail, didn't she?
I think it's the last one because she never
three.
Technically
I think
punched.
She only had it that one.
Is it the ailment or right.
the read
incident?
The book. You read
is
the
this
book.
An ailment?
Michelle, for our audio listeners, Michelle is punching the camera.
I'm punching up.
You go with four, I'll go with three. You read her
okay.
book. You know better
Deal.
Than I do.
The answer is, in fact, four.
Ooh,
because she did complain about punching Raquel in the face. She wouldn't have taken
got
ownership.
It.
Whereas the broken glass came up a couple of times in the post fight in Game of 40 fight discussion.
And dead tooth okay. was every season.
You feel this?
Was
I'll never
forever.
Forget that moment. I'll never forget that Jax moment.
Oh, so good. One of the greatest 2 minutes of TV of all time.
Yes.
Okay. Number three, question three. Which of the following celebrities was Sheena in a throuple with for 6 months in 2008?
Thank
I think
God
this is an
Lord.
Easy one. Number one, Eddie Kibrian and Brandy Glanville. Number two, Dr. Drew and Audrina Partridge. Number three, John Mayer and Stacey the Bartender from The Hills. And number four, Slade Smiley and Joe DeRosa.
Oh, I wish it
that
was
last
Slade,
one.
It's not. Oh, I wish it was the way I wish that was real. No, it's obviously John Mayer and Stacey the Bartender from The Hills.
Right. Yes.
Probably
yeah.
Sheena
yeah.
also wishes it was Joe and Slade because she so wants to be on the OC.
She could
That's
have been another franchise.
That would have gotten her on the
it's
OC.
Never too late.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, sure, especially now because they're pulling from that back catalog.
Yes.
You know,
yeah, but she would have to swap Joe with Gretchen, and I don't know.
I don't
if
know.
She
Joe
wants
just
that.
Made an appearance, and also, like, you know, Slade's not married to Gretchen.
Good point.
Slade is
true.
Good yeah. point.
Emphatically not. I would so much rather, I feel like, be in a throuple with Joe.
Oh
than
my
with
God.
Gretchen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like way
same,
more
but
chill.
If Slade's there, I don't want it.
Yeah, I'm out if it's
that's the problem.
So like,
yeah. I'll have it with Gretchen and Joe before Slade's invited.
Yes, true. Slade is the worst of the polycule in all situations. okay. Okay. Fourth question. There's actually five questions. Fourth question. Which of the following celebrities has she compared herself to in terms of her appearance, singing,
got it.
And performance abilities on
you
the
You don't even have to give
season.
Us multiple choice. We don't even need it.
Okay. It's, let me just get
okay,
through it.
Okay. Let's hear
okay.
what you have.
Britney, number one, Britney Spears. Number two, Gwen Stefani. Number three, Fergie.
It's Britney Spears. She even signs autographs sometimes.
Yeah.
As Britney.
It was, in fact, a trick question. It was all three.
She did?
In the most recent season of Vanderpump Rules. Yes.
Damn, good for her.
Maybe the peeing.
You know what?
Peeing on herself.
That's when I hated Sheena. That was peak hating Sheena for me. So I blocked out 90% of things she said.
Yeah, yeah. It was repressed or it went over your head. Yeah, yeah. That's what we're doing is we're waking all our Sheena knowledge up.
Memories that your brain has blocked.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like therapy. I'm going to dig it back up.
Yeah. I only see Sheena in the brightest of lights.
He is a bright one.
Anything even remotely
I'm
bad,
going towards the light with Sheena.
Yeah. No.
Okay, yeah. Final question. Let's see. What's the score right now? I think it's
score.
Meredith
is sweeping it, basically.
Yeah. So this is the final one. I think you guys can both get this one. What is Sheena's maiden name? Is it A, Panzan, B, Lanhan, C, Jenkan, or 4, Sanvan?
I think it's 3.
Damn it. Is it there?
Mm-hmm.
It is, in fact, 3. Okay, great job, you guys.
That one I only knew from the book, so.
Yeah, I'm surprised she even mentioned it in the book because she's so only wants to be known as Sheena Shea. Like, I think that's why she married Mike, is seriously so that she could have that.
It is a good name, but it did get tarnished in their marriage, so it just.
Yes, yes. A dark spot on the Shea name.
Yeah.
R.I.P. to that guy. He's still alive, but not in our hearts anymore.
Not. Oh my God! Wait, did you guys see the picture of him with Katie from OC? And he is like clearly one of those like guys who's really into like manosphere influencers who do the perfect manly facial symmetry.
No,
because he's got that surgical jaw thing they get. Shay.
Oh, yeah, I did see him. He was with Katie.
Wait, when was this?
Like a couple weeks ago.
It was like a couple weeks ago because Sheena was like mentioned in our
scene. She was like he was with Katie.
We gotta find
Katie Ginelli, right?
He, yes, yes. He asked for like the handsome Squidward jaw. Like,
oh my God.
It is like a facial signifier that he's into some Joe Rogan ass shit. Yes. Yes. Doesn't it look crazy? It looks so different.
No, he really fell off the radar like, and that's how he came back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God. And you know that Sheena saw that and she's like shaking because she wants to be on OC so bad.
And get her on the OC. Get her on the OC.
Honestly, her and Katie. Yes, this is the way. Oh, yes, this is the way.
Her and Shay.
This is the bridge.
Her and Shay can get back together.
Walk across. And she's been mentioned a couple times this season. I think she'd fit in really
is
well
the
there.
Is Susan Orange County?
No, that's her problem is it's not.
We got
she doesn't live there. She lives. I think she lives in the valley right now. She's from Azusa.
But she's not going to be in the valley.
Yeah.
She's not going to be in the valley. No. Put her on the OC.
I think she would
by her choice, quote unquote.
Oh no! Oh no! She's pulling a Dorinda. See, this is why she needs these awards. We need to lift up her angel, make her believe in herself. Yes. Okay. So, let's go to the first award. So we're gonna each throw our nominations for what we believe to be like the best of Sheena in this category, and then we can all kind of discuss and come to a conclusion on which is the best.
Okay.
So the first category is the Good as Gold Award, and why I'm wearing a gold sequin tap costume.
Iconic.
From my
youth. A tap costume.
For most iconic camp moments by a Sheena. And the nominees are, let's start with Michelle. What's your nominee?
Most camp. I mean, yeah, it has to be singing Good as Gold at her engagement party, right?
Number one answer for sure.
That was my answer
it
too.
Has to be it.
That was mine. So.
That was mine too.
Okay, should I change? Oh, you want me to change?
I have multiple for each category.
You have multiple.
Okay, here we go, Alicia.
You have Alicia. Yeah, let's see what the other nominees are.
I think her most camp moment was when she had to leave the reunion so that Raquel could come and she had to get in the Sprinter van in her little gold dress after giving Andy her Good as Gold. What was it?
Vinyl. Yeah. That's how she gets her record sales.
Vinyl.
White Claw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And then Good as Gold was playing while she was driven away in the van.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's although, a good one. That's
pretty this cool. is what I'd argue is that a lot of that was, some of that is aided by editing, where it was like the Chiron that keeps coming up, like, you know, like, exactly 100 mm-hmm. feet away. But what was all Sheena was A, her deciding to do that before leaving, yes. forcing him to have the gold record. Yes. And then her watching, clutching that White Claw.
Yes.
And watching as the reunion.
As Raquel's on the reunion in her slippers then, because she changed.
Yeah.
Yes. In her hoodie, eyes full glam. Glam.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Amazing. Yeah. Long nails. Like that's yeah. high camp, and it's good as gold. Yeah.
Good. It is.
Okay. Well, let's examine the Good as Gold engagement performance. Yeah. Obviously, iconic. You know, tennis shoes on the bar.
Well, wedged tennis shoes.
Tennis shoes.
Don't dare forget that.
All of her family was there at her workplace. Like, this was her place of work.
Yes.
And she's like, no.
Yes. Most people from her work also hated her.
Going to stand on the bar.
Laughing at her.
But it was so camp that she actually, Stassi came around on the song after that. That's
very
good
point.
Yes.
Camp the performance was, where she was like, I actually get it now, what the fans see in Sheena. I mean, that's kind of beyond, right?
She was wearing gold.
And was that our, was that our first time hearing it?
Yeah.
As like an audience?
Yes. I think so.
Time. Yeah.
It was a surprise for us.
Yes.
Not only an engagement party, but a release party.
It was
incredible.
A gift for us all, that engagement party.
Yeah.
Very true.
She's gifting Shay and everyone else her song for her engagement. Yeah. I would dare to say camp and iconic all in one. Who's ever done that before?
I'm going to do it. I'm going to have a wedding, an engagement party just to do this, to like do
and record a song.
Performance.
Just give her gold.
And her song.
Yeah. Don't forget about the work
Where
of recording
are those
the
shorts?
Song.
Do you think, we got to find those
slip
shorts.
Slip sync it. Oh, those
shoes
also,
too.
The outfit.
She looks great.
Amazing.
Yeah. It's a very like, you know, LA Laker girl meets Rockettes type
was
outfit.
A Clippers
you know?
Girl.
Okay, Clippers.
It's so sad
good
that
too.
That outfit can never come back.
It's
that
so
was
iconic.
So 2012.
Yeah,
we didn't have a BravoCon back then to like save all this stuff. Like we now save stuff, and it like goes into that museum that they have at BravoCon.
Like
what a sad
moment.
Like
the clubhouse. Like not even like one wedge shoe.
His clubhouse was so
they got
back
of it
then.
Before
like
it was
one
yeah.
of
those,
like her dead tooth should be there or something, you know, like Andy has
Stop.
Like Tamara's implants.
Yeah. But this is why through the verbal tradition of the Sheena, the Sheenies, the Sheena Awards, we will.
These children and their children. I'm gonna
tell my daughter the story of Sheena.
I'm going to have children just to tell them about
that. Yeah. Honestly, whenever I'm trying to tell my daughter how to, like, speak confident in yourself. Like, don't listen to what the haters say. Like, do what you feel is best. Like, I would want my daughter
to
have the level
delusion.
Of confidence as Sheena. Maybe not the delusion.
Yeah.
Amen.
Blind confidence.
Hell yeah.
But that's what makes a great reality
you don't want
star.
Them to be healthy.
No.
So in conclusion, are we agreed it's the
good as gold
performance since we all came in with it? Okay, great. All right.
So good.
The award goes to Good as Gold Season 2.
Woo!
All right, moving on to our next category. This is the hashtag It's All Happening Tattoo Award for Premium Sheena cringe. These are the Sheena moments, storylines, or social media moments that made us go, but in that special Sheena way.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I have a nominee. At Peter's birthday party where Sheena grinded on his dick in front of everyone, including her boss, which was fine. It was fun. It was his birthday, and Shay was also there. And the Witches of WeHo were not having it. And that she went out and like defended herself, and she's like, "It's Peter's birthday. I'm a guy's girl. Obviously. I'm a guy's girl. That's why I'm giving him a lap dance, because I'm more of a guy."
Well, Katie's, that was when Katie's boyfriend was getting drunk with the whore in there. Never forget.
That was just also just everything that happened in that episode. Finding out that Kristen and Jax had slept together. I mean, it was just.
Katie has orange hair. It was so good.
Yeah.
It was too good.
It was all happening in that episode.
It was all happening.
Come on.
It's all happening. Yeah.
But see, this is my devil's advocate. Is that like is it that part that we're singling out for the singular excellence in Sheena cringe, or again is it its juxtaposition within
everybody else? I feel like it was really cringe. She was in the middle of the club giving him a lap dance while her fiance was just.
Her boyfriend, her
friend
of
everybody, and she, you know, she made it like she was the center of attention. She was like wearing like a tutu, like.
These are your coworkers again. Yeah.
Everyone was cringing at her. So
It was one of those times that not only are we the audience cringing, it's the entire cast.
That's a
cringes
good
with
birthday.
Us. Openly.
I'm one of the guys.
Come on.
Yeah. Pretty cringe. I'll give it a 8.5 on the
cringe
cringometer.
Eight cringes.
Any other nominations? I have multiple, so I'm happy to wait till the end to see whatever.
Mine is Sheena crying in that bed in season 11 saying, when is it going to be about me? Because that is heavily quoted. Mm-hmm. It's tacky as hell.
But like, she's right. She's
it
right.
It should be about her.
See, that was one of mine too, because I feel like that should be reclaimed and celebrated instead of like the way that people try to punish her with it. Like, it's like, no, that's like, we celebrate Brittany Bateman on Salt Lake City always standing up and like being like, what's my turn?
We all don't. Can't. We all don't.
Oh, we're big Brittany.
Come
fans.
On, Meredith.
Again, I hate watch it and I think it's hilarious, but I'm like, what are we doing? Another announcement on there. And with Sheena, it's like, babe, it's always been about you. You have two weddings on this show. It's been about you.
It's not enough, though. It's not enough.
Clearly.
I will say in terms of overall cringe impact, that is like the most cringe impact. Like, it is the tagline.
It's still talked
for
about
her now.
Yeah.
It's just tough for us that it's like sometimes used
against her,
not celebrating her. But I will recognize
every
it.
Day, when every day of my life, it, I would use it against her.
What support women?
Every time someone uses it, it really is about her. So
Sheena gets her ring. Someone uses it, Sheena gets her ring.
Yes, everybody as a reaction is now saying, "Have we checked on Sheena today?" So you know what? It did work.
I think about Sheena at least once a day because of that. Literally.
Yeah.
Runs through my mind.
Okay. Would you like
to
throw your dom in the ring?
Okay. I have a deep cut, and this is really deep, but we're gonna go with it because it to this day haunts me. Back in season one, Sheena's recording her first song, and she's in front of her fiance Shay and this terrible music producer, and he tells her to moan into the microphone. And she does with no qualms, and then the producer turns to Shay and goes, "I bet you've made her sound like that before," and Sheena just giggles along because it's so funny. But she moaned in front of this room of men, which was so weird.
Many different types.
But she didn't care.
Yeah, it also brings to mind the la-la fake orgasm acting scene as well.
Yes, but Sheena did. We have never seen that before. And we also, for the first time I heard ever someone say, "Less phone operator, more porn star." And she was like, she took that note and made it her
she
own.
Knew. Guess what? She knows how to take a note. And that's big in this industry.
Okay, in terms of evaluating the cringe, I will say this is the first one where, and maybe it's just because it's like locked deep in my mind. It's the first one where I couldn't help but put my hands over my face as if to hide. So I think that does speak well of the the cringe.
I agree. That,
it gets 10 cringies, even though if it doesn't win, it's the 10
cringies. That's the 10 cringies. The impact of you saying that, Alicia, I knew exactly where you're going because we have talked about this. It is the most cringiest thing she's ever done. And that one is one I have blocked out.
And it's just like how many we had to leave out, like her wedding to Shay when she refuses to walk down the aisle because it was like the wrong
song.
So she has like the girls sing it again.
Yeah. Every injury.
Just having the crop top wedding dress.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I feel like that was iconic and she stood on that.
No, it wasn't
I don't find
iconic
that
dress. It was
yeah. defend it.
From her.
Defend it.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
She was ahead of her time.
Yeah, yeah, it's back in. Yeah, there's another one I'm saving that's like part of an overall series I would really like to is my pick, but I think of these the orgasm work. The simulated
I think that
orgasm
does it.
Just really stand out.
Yeah,
you know, it's a dark
that made me shudder.
You're welcome.
Yeah, yeah.
That was like that album at the Grammys that you don't see coming.
Yes,
but it wins in the end. Yeah,
very good point.
That one. It's like when Moonlight won over La La Land. We're
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Oh,
that's Sheena.
Yep. That's Sheena. Yeah, the Lala. Speaking of which, the Lala Land VPR connection is so weird too.
Lala.
The way they were like all obsessed with it. Maybe Kyle Chan is like a cast member, and he made the jewelry. It's very dark
so
to me.
Weird.
All roads lead back to Bravo,
and as they should.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is a quick award. This is an honorary award. An honorary Sheenie, where we would just like to recognize an overall career performance. And it is the award for Best Side. Sheena's Best Side goes to her left.
Mm. Her left side.
The left to the
well
left.
Done.
Her best side.
And she won't take a picture on the right. Committed to the very
committed.
End.
Committed. Yeah. Just like Mariah.
She knows.
Yeah,
she
just like Mariah does that.
We will sit
Diva. Does that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a diva, you know.
One of the stars. She is one of the big names who needs her side.
Yes. And like Mariah, have you noticed when she's in the clubhouse, she will sit on the other side of Andy.
Yeah, and he's talked about there's only like a couple of people he'd ever let get away with that. And one of them is Mariah Carey. Yeah.
Whoa. I mean, not Sheena, though.
Not Sheena.
No.
Maybe through these awards. Maybe when
He built Sheena.
She's just like, let me in the room.
To her.
Let me in the room.
Yeah.
Sheena being on Andy's, or like when we're looking at it on her right, is or his right, her. Is her good side. So that works out for her. But had it been opposite, never would have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. He would not have. But that's all going to change after everybody gets a load of the Sheenies. The next category is... the I don't know what I've done to you, but I'll take a Pinot Grigio award for Sheena work ethic / willingness to embarrass herself for attention and make good TV. This is where she really shines. Real workhorse. Oh,
and she doesn't even have to work at it.
It's natural how hard she works.
I have a nominee.
Let's hear it.
The Rob Seth season during Pride where Sheena's like, not well, bitch, because there's all the Toco Madera, like everyone's been talking about, like he made out with this girl at Toco Madera. And so she's trying to work during Pride, but she's like having like a anxiety attack and everyone's so worried about her. And so Lisa is like, you need to sit down and eat a sandwich, and just watching her try to figure out how to eat like French fries and be like, everyone's just trying to ruin my future marriage with Rob, and she can't like figure out how to eat a sandwich or eat a French fry. Yeah.
Can I tell you, that is something I notice constantly, too. It's when they can't eat properly or when they chase their straw around in their drink. Yeah. It's like this weird thing when they
Chris
can't
and
get
Doty special
into their mouth.
Yes.
Yeah, Chris and Doty can never find that straw with her mouth.
Yeah.
And Sheena can't find fries with her mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is like an overall, like I would say her entire storyline and performance on season 7 really, I mean, I think
absolutely.
This is like a
really
strong
season
contender.
Could have been the cringe award.
Yeah. It could have been the cringe too. I really did think it would get nominated for cringe, but I think it's great for work ethic too, the way that she is every scene, bringing him up when he's not there. She's bringing him up. Flowers. I don't even like flowers. Yeah. That's why he doesn't send them.
Yeah,
like,
really. That was crazy. Yeah, she mental gymnastics.
The girl
she's working overtime.
Rob,
in that
like
head.
Make out with the other girl at Toca Madera because she also works at that restaurant. Yeah. And Gina's like, yeah, but he just he picked her up and spun her around and kissed her on the cheek. It's not a big deal. He loves me. He's not cheating on me.
He also doesn't like PDA. He doesn't like to kiss
me. Oh, my God, no.
He wouldn't do
that.
That
line.
Yeah.
He doesn't even like to kiss me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, so my nomination is Rob, too.
Oh.
It was a good season.
Well.
But mine was when they're at the construction site that is Tom. And she finds that pink construction hat.
Yep.
And she goes up to Rob, who's trying drinks. And she was... She was dedicated. She said, I'm going to wear this later tonight. And Rob turns to Sandoval and goes, what's in this drink? And she goes, hey, did you hear me? I'm going to wear this later
tonight. I'm only going to wear this tonight.
And Rob again ignores her. Hey, babe, Rob, I'm gonna wear this tonight and maybe nothing else. And he goes, this drink's delicious. And it was, she wanted us to know that she was going to wear that.
Pink hard
hat. Yeah, that was
dedicated.
Oh, that was crazy.
Dedicated to that. And the camera was on her the whole time. And she said, I'm going to say it
right in front of her, too.
Until he hears
that was the craziest.
She knew she was saying it seven times.
And she's going to do it again.
Alicia, the way you capture such like visceral moments of the 2010s reality TV.
Alicia's
like, here's my treasure box, and here's the most insane deep cut moment.
You picked my favorite person.
Oh my god.
I
lived for this. When Meredith said Sheena, I told her yesterday.
I didn't even tell her the
topic. I had my stuff the day you texted me. The day
I said yes,
I came up with 20 different Sheena moments and put them in order and was like, this is it. I knew.
It's really curated is really what I feel from your picks.
Yes.
Alicia pulled out her Sheena scrapbook of chaotic moments and said, this is the one.
My Sheena scraps.
Yep. A real Rolodex. Yeah.
See, mine is a different. It's season 8, I believe. Oh, wait, no. That was all season 6, I think, because she was dating Rob.
That was season 6.
Season 7 at Jackson Brittany's engagement party at the end of the season, it's when she buys that penguin and is so committed to fixing this relationship through the penguin, shows up to the party, and Adam will not speak to her, and she's like, she literally holds on to him, and he's like, let me go, and he doesn't want to talk to her. Sheena then shares with Kristen that she didn't even get to bring up the penguin. They're like, you didn't even tell him about the penguin. And by the end of the night, she's sobbing to Mama about the Adam breakup. The commitment to this relationship, to the penguin, to it all.
And yeah, that's the episode where she's like, so you don't love me? And he's like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
So you don't love me?
Do you love me?
You're in love with me. And he keeps saying like, no.
Yeah,
that. So you're
he's
not
like, let
in
go
love
of
with
me.
Yeah, he's like, please let me go. Like he's like being held hostage, and she's like, don't go in love with me.
She literally is holding on to him.
No, but it all came to a head when her friends were like, "You didn't even give him the penguin," and she's like, "No."
Oh, he loves
that
penguins.
Should have been a secret you keep to yourself in case.
And she had it printed out on a piece of paper. Incredible.
Yeah, that was
she
awesome.
Fesses up. She always gives us the truth, as ugly as it is.
Yeah.
I would love to be loved by Sheena. She's buying you everything. Mm-hmm. Watches,
good point.
Penguins.
The Apple Watch. Yeah.
What's really tough with these like younger sir guys that she dates, where it's like they will do anything to be on the show, but even then they're kind of like, I don't know,
Sheena.
This is a lot. Yeah, they've got to cut it off.
We all have our limits.
Yeah,
Sheena.
Yeah, my nominee is along those lines. I really wanted to recognize something from her season 8 performance. I think is just such a Olympic feat of trying to lift a failing show onto your back and like entertain us while you're injecting yourself with like, you know, hormone shots so that you can harvest your eggs, working at Sir, working at Pump. And then you're the only person engaging in a fun way with all of these newbies who suck.
True.
She was fighting with Dana. She was fighting with the Charlie. She was, and then she was trying to fuck both Max and
she was basically fighting with a producer too. Like a producer was after
editor
her that
too.
Season.
Yes, the editor who went after and then was like, who dared to talk bad about her after she gives us the only entertaining scenes of this season. But to narrow it down to a moment, I would say when she does the music video where she makes Brett lay in the bed and he looks so unhappy. And then, simulate sex with him, which is something that usually she's a pioneer. Only men usually do that where they're like, let's do a music video or sketch. And then it's like, you make out, take off your clothes. This feminist. It's like, while I save the season, I'm also going to break the glass ceiling of predatory music videos.
Yeah.
She and then also talked about it.
She took it down because Brett hated that so much, but Bravo still has it and references it anytime they can.
It always comes up his face, you know? And that's so embarrassing. And then the fact that they fought about it and how he felt uncomfortable and she did it on camera is
she stood down for that.
She did.
You
she was committed.
Nothing yet.
Yeah.
And you're right, she did include the newbies, because it's hard. I mean, Katie famously hates a new person.
They ice them out.
She was like, let me invite them to date me and be in my music video.
had all the racist stuff not gone down, I think those people all would have stayed. Mm-hmm. Like, and it was just a crazy, like, coming off of season 8 into the pandemic. They obviously took a break. I think that would have been the most successful, like, addition of new people had all that not gone down.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that Dana and Katie are still friends, but I'm like, Dana's just a little too normal, I feel like.
Yeah, she had like a 9-to-5 job.
Girl?
Oh, okay.
Danica.
Who had to blow.
Danica should have.
Had to blow to drive.
Yeah, no, Danica she was the blueprint for Shannon Bedore last season, where she had to blow into Danica should have really.
Her and threesome Brett? We wanted threesome Brett on that season.
Because there were two Bretts. There was Brett and threesome Brett, who loved threesomes. That guy,
Danica, just because she got in so many fights on set that she became impossible to insure for that sole crime, she is not allowed to film anymore.
She was
like
fighting
the
for her man, threesome Brett. Threesomes. That was the storyline we were interested in that season.
Exactly.
I was like, is she gonna let him have threesomes if they get back together? I must know. I don't give a shit about Sheena hooking up with other Brett in the bed. I need this.
Yeah. That's all. They always gloss
that
over like the real ones that are like dark like that.
Like really dark.
Okay. So to land the plane on this category, what are we thinking? What's jumping? They're all so good in their own way.
It's basically season 6, 7, or 8 is what we're voting on.
That's
here.
Really what we're doing. Yes, that's good. That's
good. Oh my god, I forgot.
It's the work ethic.
For TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like work ethic and humiliating herself.
Just,
like really sacrificing her body for
the
ball.
Rob, can I just nominate the whole Rob season? Because she's still.
I think Rob is this.
Even though she was like getting just destroyed by this Toca Madera girl, but she was defending her.
Well, and. The minute they stopped filming that season, he broke up with her.
Yeah.
And he took the divorce closet.
Oh, the divorce closet.
Oh, my God. I forgot about the divorce closet.
He took it from her.
She needs to donate that to the clubhouse. Like, that's archival.
The divorce closet.
Clearly, it went nowhere without her. Like, he needed her.
He still talks about her in tabloids all the time.
They had a baby name.
Madison Marie
Parks Valletta.
Jason, my husband and I talk about like the next time we get a dog, we're naming it.
Yeah, as you should. An icon. Yes.
You know what? It's season 6.
He would never tell her I love you.
No,
we didn't even bring up the TV.
Showed up every day
like,
and said
TV.
Put up the,
she said, "Get a
TV
camera on
minutes.
My relationship." Get a camera on my relationship.
It's the relationship with Rob where she really put that work ethic in.
Even when they're staying at his his Tahoe house, and it's like the Airbnb, she's reading everybody the rules the next morning about, like, you need to take these sheets and put them in the washer. You need that, like, because
We can't anger Rob.
It's like, it's his place. It's not an Airbnb that you're renting. Like why is it
rented?
Oh, amazing. Just Rob. She already had one failed relationship, and she said, put another one on TV.
And
very quickly,
this guy talk about, like, okay, I was with Sheena, but after that, I was engaged to a princess of Brunei. And then Sheena and I come back together.
Now I'm slumming it with Sheena again. She just showed up at my door.
It's that she's still willing to date this guy on camera while he's, like, looking to the camera like, I'm not with
her. Clear as day did not want to be there.
Well, he wanted to be on TV. That's the worst kind of reality TV contestant.
To get out the divorce closet. He had to get his time.
His sister's Amber Valletta.
She was
a supermodel.
Yeah, that's a sister. Yeah. That's a sister.
I never thought about that. Talks about a relationship with Rob as if Shay was like a pit stop.
Oh, God.
And I took a break.
Season, which is just like, she tells, like, at the premiere episode, her masquerade party.
That's our next work. Yeah. That's our next work is VPR season 6. Lisa. So this is.
She's like 12 years.
And we, and the fact is,
we've been 12 years.
Yeah. I like when she looks at Lisa and says, this is exactly what I've always wanted. And Lisa goes, you were married to someone else. And she goes,
married. She's still married in this.
This
season.
Is what
Nothing.
I wanted.
Not divorced.
Yeah.
Nope. She just needs that little piece of paper.
We can't get married until July.
Michelle, I love how you agreed to recapping season 6 of BPR with them when we have already done that twice. But
you guys can come on anytime.
And
that's the thing. We're into.
It's true.
We'll tell you which episode to watch. You join. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
We need to find whichever episode we deem is the most work ethic of Sheena in this season. Funniest. That's the episode you guys need to come on.
Perfect. Perfect.
We'll discuss.
A good time into the But that season 6 overall wins the shoe for work ethic and humiliation.
Where I'm just scripting a lot of stuff, but get to the, you know.
We've memorized quotes.
All right. So the next category is the John Mayer Threesome Award for Wildest Sheena Confessions to the public on camera, etc.
It's her book for me. I just did her entire book. And the way she talked about sex, getting pregnant with Summer Moon, like making out with Dana. After, like, Brock cheated on her, it was like everything. I was like, what are you saying? Saying she's basically a Kardashian, like the original Kardashian, everything in that book.
Oh, kind of, though.
Tell it, what's the story behind her getting pregnant with Summer Moon? Is it like a...
They moved into a new place and they were having sex. And then she was like, you didn't pull out. And he was like, oops. And then she was like, because they were talking about if they wanted to have kids, they just had the miscarriage. And she was like, we're not doing that. Like, we are not doing that again. Like, that was an accident. Mm. We're not going to have an accident. And then literally it was like, no thought. And she was like, the fuck? And she said, did you just get me pregnant? And it was, again, like a, like, what do you want me to say? And, they got pregnant.
Oh,
she knew.
Like,
she knew. She
the way she says it, too, is just, it's so Sheena.
Oh, my.
So in that book, do you get the vibe, does she want us to hate Brock? I feel like she wants us to hate Brock instead of her now.
There were times where she was like, a catalog of names in it. Like, I couldn't even include all of that stuff because it wasn't that funny in my reactions. Like,
good for her dropping names. Drop the names.
I mean, like, her talking about Robin Williams. I'm like, where is this coming from? Like, why are we discussing this?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
There was a lot.
Do you think
that I tell everybody?
Do you think that?
Well, I tell everybody to listen to the book.
I hope
like,
so.
Just do it. No. Yeah. There's no way. But she acted like they were best friends.
What if they fucked and she like up like she wore like the nose from Patch Adams during sex?
No.
Yeah, famously, he can only have sex with people who are dressed like his character.
She would have written that in her book. Because she also talks about the first time her and Brock had sex and his like fingers don't line up right, or like they were like so weird what they were she was talking about. And I was like, what is wrong with his hand? And why are we talking about it?
Wait, what?
I love Sheeta.
Something's wrong with his fingers.
No mystery. There's no mystery.
They got, I guess, like chopped off when he was like a kid at like 5 years old, working on his like family farm.
Oh yeah. Wait, was she talking about that sexually? Like the experience of
being with someone with chopped fingers.
They would be that different.
It was them holding hands after sex. It was them holding hands after sex. So thankfully, it was not him like fingering her with
the. Did she say like he? Oh my god! It's like Happy Gilmore.
She's like, I really didn't feel it. Yeah,
really didn't notice the difference there.
Eric's fingers like permanently in the shocker. I'm gonna look up his.
I don't know. I should have looked up photos of his hands, but to be honest, I didn't really want to Google that. But like Ashley's saying, I had to listen to it like twice because I was like, confused. Wait, what?
Okay, so that's a strong front runner.
I was gonna say mine was the first episode where Sheena's like, I didn't know that Eddie Cibrian was married. Like she was telling Brandy, like I didn't know that this guy who was like kind of a famous actor was married, because she said he never wore his wedding ring, but she could have obviously very easily Googled him to see that he had a wife and children. But
multiple people told her where she was working too, so she didn't believe them either.
I like this artistic interpretation you have, Michelle, of where it's like, this confession is just like a lie, but it's like this was a made up lie she cultivated for her big scene on TV. And even with a lot of thought, it's still so stupid. So I think that's really strong.
Ooh.
No, he has more.
Ooh,
he has another.
This is what?
He has five. I'm pretty sure.
Editing photos now of his hand.
He's missing.
I've noticed
Does
that.
Does he only have four?
The trip. Yeah.
That's the thing I'm confused.
And that one is really small.
That's what she wrote about, is like it being chopped off.
The nub.
The like pointer finger, I think, is chopped off.
Yes. And then the middle finger's, what's it called?
Looks like it's gone.
Middle one's in.
He's missing a finger.
A nub?
His nub. Wedding ring is on his middle finger.
Ew. I hate
bro. Oh, it's on the nub?
No, it's not. It's on the
nub. This is so fucked up.
It's on the
This way.
I had to move on once I heard about it. Stop!
Yeah.
Oh my god, you're right. God.
Yeah.
I love how I scooted and both of you.
We leaned in.
Moved back. I was like, let me see closer.
Okay, next year when we do the Sheenies, like, we're going to have like an award made of just Brock's hand.
Do we go to BravoCon to meet him and officially see his hands?
We would be the only people at that booth, so it would be...
We could be boots on the ground, correspondents on Brock's hands.
Brock's hands.
Yeah.
They're just hands.
On only the niche shit. Yeah, the nichest of shit. We're like, we'll figure it out.
We're also in Bravo Breakdowns, and we're going to put our finger on the T. So my wildest Sheena confession would be, I think the outing Shay as a drug addict on
that was mine.
Such a good one,
Actually with the behind the scenes story that it was really like he'd gotten sober a long time ago, and it was like really she brought it up because he was emotionally cheating on her with like a girl he met at Radio Shack.
Yeah.
Yep.
Also, Beyond the Blind said that like she might have, they were actually like maybe doing drugs together too on one of their podcasts. Well,
I wouldn't be surprised.
Add on to that too, that she on the show was telling us about how she's helping Shay get sober. Yes. But she doesn't want him. She doesn't want him to be like a total right. buzzkill. So like maybe instead of three beer bongs, sober. Do one and like do every shot. Other shot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, he's an alcoholic, yeah. but we the can't rules have him be fucking lame.
On him. We died. We still reference that to this day, the rules she put on him. Yeah, so it's like, yeah, so no funny. No zero drinking. That's no, crazy. Like, but like, don't yeah. go to what you've been doing.
The Ten Commandments could never. Yeah. 12 yeah. steps, forget it.
My alcoholic husband. 12
steps wish. I need her to be part, like, a part of a 12-step.
She should run like a sobriety mm-hmm. house. See yeah. what works.
You should be like she could be yeah. on like the next the season of what was Celebrity Rehab takeover for Dr. Dre.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
Oh,
yeah. She helped. Well, yes.
Love that for her.
Celebrity yeah. therapist, genius. Right here, Sheena mm-hmm. Shea.
And she'll be like, I yeah. picked all of these guys.
She has so much experience in handling like alcoholics and drug
she
addicts.
She should hire You're so right. us. We should be her like managers.
We've got a lot of ideas. I'll
yeah,
say that.
Fuck
yeah.
Out of her, yeah.
Yeah, we really.
Well, she has the work ethic. Yeah. She has the work ethic. We know that.
She's the whole package. She is. Yeah.
She's got that X factor.
Mm-hmm.
I think the book, though, has to take the nub.
The book is nothing crazy. Else that comes close. Crazy. I have, like, and also, what great marketing for her book. Like, I'm going to
I'm
buy
just
it.
I'm here to promote my
now.
Girly Sheena. Yes.
I feel like we've converted you in this process. I feel like you're starting
listen,
to warm to her.
I will watch her. I will engage with hater. It. I'm just a hate watcher. You guys are a love watcher. I'm
I
a
feel
hate
like
watcher.
We're, I feel like we're starting to make her baby girl to you a little. You know?
I
you
believe. Happening? People Meredith, who hate Sheena don't
a lot
get
about Sheena.
You got 100 on
they
that
say,
quiz,
they
Meredith.
Say that love and hate is a fine line.
It's true, like it's like the true. Boy in class that kind of is mean to you, but it's because he has a crush on you.
Yeah. We get it.
Oh,
Meredith. We're
you're
with
blushing.
You.
Am I like flirting with Sheena because I'm obsessed with her?
Blushing.
Am
you're
I just like hard to get?
Yeah.
Sheena, it's like Clueless.
No. I'm totally in love with Josh.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Revelations happening. Okay, so next we have a category that I thought of that now I'm realizing like is not great for podcasts, which is best picture of Sheena. So
describe it.
Yeah, just describe with, a do a word picture like Sheena does with Brett's.
No.
Again, I go with yeah. her book. I'm going to be honest, her book cover, a really good one. A really mm-hmm. good photo of her, yeah. and it basically gives her two photos, because one, she's looking at herself, and one, she's looking at you. So she gets the best of both worlds, herself mm-hmm. and to lock in with her audience.
Okay, yeah.
It's a good one.
Gosh, I'm trying to think of a really good Sheena picture.
I have more like a picture in my mind of just like a still of her.
I love that.
Does
That's
that
a great
count?
Interpretation. Yeah, yeah. of
okay.
course.
I love the still of Sheena at the front of Sir with her foot up because she heard it, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so it's just there as people walk into a restaurant, they have to walk past her barefoot. But mm-hmm. it's just like they do that shot of like from the front of the restaurant and she has her sunglasses on and it's just, it's so good.
It's Sheena. Yeah. It's so Sheena. Like,
okay. Crutch on a nearby wall.
Yeah.
Imagine
no,
walking
gonna,
into a restaurant and seeing a barefoot.
Then I'm going to piggyback yeah. on that when she goes in the alley to talk to Stassi and yeah. Stassi tells her to hobble away. And yeah. Sheena's like, I will. Yeah. And she has her big sunglasses on and she's like trying to get up the stairs.
Yeah. Yep. Amazing. Such a
funny.
The physical comedy.
That's one of her, that's one of her best work. That's so
that's
funny
her
that
best
she.
Work.
Tends to keep getting hurt so she doesn't get bullied yeah. by Stassi. Like, yeah. that's just, yeah.
it
it's so
work.
Plus.
It's amazing.
No. It does the opposite.
And Lisa's like, you have to, oh my God. Yeah, Lisa's like, you have to stop, like, hurting yourself so you don't have to do work. Like, when she showed up still with, like, those big-ass glasses, remember?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But to her credit as a human being, she does stop. Like, it's like the only time we see growth, one of the few times we see growth on Vanderpump Rules.
That's
because
a good
Sheena
point.
Wants to be on TV. So it's growth yeah. for a purpose, but she.
Well, she
grows.
Learns, like, her being the victim with, like, being hurt, it doesn't do it. Like, she mm-hmm. has to find. She does need to
she
be
learns
more
a
strategic
lesson.
About
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so that's good. Yeah, there's a lot of richness behind both of those stories, or both of
that,
those pictures.
That foot up, I knew, I can visualize it perfectly in my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, mine was, I have two. One was like the picture of her pointing to the dead tooth that is in black and white. Yeah. with Brandy. That's like one that they pull all the time to dunk on her. Yeah. the editors do. And then the other one would be the picture of her with Carl's parents after his canceled wedding with Lindsay in the same resort.
Oh, and then
posted that's a good one.
It's a really good one.
Also, we missed her wedding photos to say that she hangs up in her apartment.
With the canvases. My gosh.
Yeah.
You know what? It's the canvases.
Was for sure.
Those are her photos.
It's the canvases.
Right, it was right there.
Oh, missed it.
Yeah, there are pictures of herself and her wedding all over.
Her pictures were like quinceañera pictures of like where is Shay?
He was in one
solo
maybe
part with like a big ball gown and a crop top,
and then she leaves them
all over black and white.
All
and, like you
over.
Only see them when she's like eating dinner on a TV tray.
That's the thing. They have so many shots in their living room. Even when they were like in the divorce talks, it's like the canvases are behind
them.
She's
announcing his drug addiction to all of their friends. Yeah. It's just like her in a ball gown.
Them happily married. Yeah.
It's a museum of their wedding as the next season's, it's like the downfall of their marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Poetic.
See, you've really, okay. It was really amazing about her. Like, you've really gone deep.
You think about her once a day.
Yep.
Like the rest
there you
of
go.
Us.
Yep. All right. So before we get to our big event, or like discussing before our big, the big prize, which is like the grand prize of all of the moments we recognize tonight. What is, the ultimate shishu. I would like to take a moment to do an in memoriam for all the Sheena-isms that we've lost. But does someone want to sing a little "Good as Gold" riff
not
behind me? But serious.
Good as gold, because we're good as gold.
Perfect. Okay, so Sheena's tooth. Shay's R.I.P. Shay's original jaw.
Oh.
Vanderpump Rules itself, as we know it. Yeah. Our
that
time.
Really hits.
Yeah, dude. We never even got a funeral, so this is our
These
our
were
time.
The best days of
As
our lives.
That died. Was the next one that died. Yes.
This one's for you tonight.
The song.
Yeah. Jax.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's all right.
That can be laid to rest.
Jax giving us updates every season of Sheena's emotional and mental health based on how nice her butt looks.
That was so good.
Do you want to see my music video?
No, really.
Not really.
Not really.
Oh, God. No, that was really. So great.
Pump. And last of all, Sheena's iconic serving apron. R.I.P. Rest in power.
She finally got to be let go from Sir. I mean, that was a good thing. Her Sir career being let go is the best thing for her.
True. I just still, I'll just miss seeing her around that corner.
Yeah. The good old days.
The good old days.
Yeah. Serving us crispy chickens.
Mm-hmm. Go cheese balls. It's like Cheers,
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
All right, so the big winner, the big shishu. Does anyone have any nominees of anything we've talked about tonight, or just from the illustrious shishu career that didn't fit?
I feel like we have to pick from the winners.
I feel like pick from the winners, too. Okay.
Give us a rundown really quick.
Okay, so the Good as Gold Award for Most Iconic Camp Moment by Sheena was her Good as Gold performance on the Sir Bar at her engagement party. The winner of the hashtag It's All Happening Tattoo Award for Sheena Cringe is the orgasm recording studio noises.
Forgot. Don't let that one win. Don't let it win.
It'd be crazy if that won.
Oh my gosh. Don't let that one win.
That'd be the Green Book winning. It would be like, we'll be talking about it.
That's crazy.
Okay, so then I don't know what I've done to you, but I'll take a Pinot Grigio award for Sheena work ethic and willingness to embarrass herself for attention and TV. Goes to season 6 of Vanderpump Rules, especially the Rob storyline. And then the John Mayer Threesome Award for Wildest Sheena Confessions goes to her book. Mm-hmm. Best Picture of Sheena goes to her canvas wedding pictures all over her popcorn ceiling apartment.
Incredible.
I have to campaign for Good as Gold. I must. Yeah.
I'm going hard for season 6. No, but it's the performance. Oh. It's the performance.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's the performance. It's not the song itself. Good. It's the performance. I'm going hard for season 6.
That I feel like Sheena really did her best work. Like every episode.
It's her best for sure.
Her best work. Which is crazy because every season,
but
her
this
best
season
work,
she really got to be center of everything because
the star.
I feel like she is the most talked about. If you talk about season 6, the Rob storyline is what people reference.
Yeah. It's like you know, she's like Meryl, where it's like she always delivers, but like this was like her Sophie's choice. This is like the performance, you know.
She's Meryl.
What is it?
It's just so sad because this is probably the season she hates the most. Like I feel like this is the most embarrassing for her.
But we love
and that's
it.
Why it has
that's
to be
why
it.
It's the best season because she sacrificed like Jesus sacrificed like himself.
She gave it all, her all. She left all nothing the, on the left like she left all, everything on the field
she
there.
Did for us.
Yeah.
All parts of me hopes that the rest of the cast of Vanderpump Rules listens to this and just hates us because of how much we like. They're like, there's no way they love Sheena this much. And then she's compared to the mayor. She's the Meryl of the show.
She's right.
That's, you know, Stassi's just livid.
That's so true.
Awesome.
To be honest, no one else has performed at that level.
Year.
I mean,
you know?
Every season. Even the season's up, we didn't know that they had cut her as like a friend up. We had no idea.
When she said that in her book, I was like, oh, that didn't actually happen because of XYZ. No, it happened twice. She was demoted twice. Had no idea.
Production was really playing mind games with her and Dodi. I think because they're like, what are they going to do? They're still going to
take
it.
She did discuss this in her book. Like, Stassi would never have taken that. Stassi would have walked. Sheena would have never walked. Like, this was her life, but also VPR was like, like needed her to, but they just never let it show.
Yeah, but that's her level of love of the game.
Yeah,
you're right. I think it's season 6.
I think it's season 6. All right, season 6, the ultimate shishu. Congratulations, season 6.
Oh wait, we should all accept this award on behalf of Sheena. What would Sheena? Who would she thank?
It's all happening.
I want to thank
it's all happening.
Myself for the performance. I want to thank.
Make sure you get my good
Rob,
side.
Who I've been
Lisa.
In love with for 12 years.
Should give Lisa a little. Because she was.
Well,
a suck up.
They're beefing. They're beefing. They're beefing, though.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. You're right. Currently.
They're beefing. Yes. They're beefing. Why? Yeah. That's why I'm convinced she's not on the Valley. Not anything else. It's Lisa's an executive producer on
Which
that.
Is insane.
And she dragged productions in her book. So.
Yeah.
What is there? Oh, is that why? Because she wasn't nice about her and she stopped kissing Lisa's ass, basically, now that she's not on the show.
A little bit of that. And then with Lisa and Sheena, it's that Sheena took a photo with Kyle Richards at the Christmas party. I think Kathy Hilton's Christmas party. And not only took the photo, but posted it on her Instagram. And so then when Lisa saw Sheena next in January at, like, I think the Emmys or whatever award they were up for. Lisa would not take a photo with her.
Oh, and my God. Lisa is really turned into Joan Collins in Dynasty. The fact that she's going to have a shit fit about
with
this.
Kyle Richards, that's her major one line. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Goodbye,
but like,
Sheena.
Yeah.
Because Kyle didn't, I mean, Lisa didn't even say that. Ken did.
Well, so she wouldn't take a photo with her. And then when it came up time for the Vanderpump Dogs gala, Lisa wouldn't take a picture with her again, but then was like, where's Lala? Like, why isn't she here? And Sheena was like, is it not enough that I'm here? Of course not. Cause like Sheena is the punching bag. So no. And then in the book, Sheena said that Lisa took advantage of the situation, the like affair situation for Lisa's reality TV career. And that Sheena found out later that Lisa knew about it. And it's like, babe, we all knew about it.
Oh, imagine her in therapy figuring stuff out that we saw like 12 years ago when we watched it. Like, oh my God.
She's like fully with a 5-year-old child and she's like, wait a minute. Lisa knew?
No, she literally was like, I'm going to leave you this with this one last tidbit. And it was about Lisa, like, knowing about the affair. And I was like, really big ending.
Which is probably
there.
Why Brandy also hates Lisa, because Lisa said, let me expose this whole affair and profit from it.
But, Sheena, you also gained from it. Like, that's okay. We all gained from it.
Yeah. How did she... this is, like, really... blown my mind. Like, she knows from her shooting schedule, like the way that docu-soaps work, she knows you're probably going to talk about something like that. Like, this is all this is Sheena being this Sheena is Sheena's ultimate trick. This is Sheena's Kaiser Soze. And just like that, he's gone. You know, she's like, and I didn't even know, wink.
She's an artiste.
Yeah. So good. This is her con. I have to believe
this
that.
This is her
otherwise,
con.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, no. Yeah, it was like, okay. Incredible. But it was a big hit online. The video went off as soon as
Shocking. Shocking stuff.
Love it.
I had to contextualize it myself. Well, thank you guys so much for coming. This was such a hoot and a holler.
Yeah,
and
this is good.
You're so informed and you have such like strong, great opinions. You have such different perspectives on it, Meredith and Alicia. True scholars. Give it
Thank
up
you.
For them.
Thank you.
That's
Thank
amazing
because
we
us.
Have gotten reviews before that said we don't know what we're talking about when it comes to this
you
show.
You guys get reviews.
Yeah, we're jealous of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Only bad reviews.
Yeah. They're the best, though. We love them.
God, yes.
It took a minute to get there, but.
Happily.
Yes. Well, follow also podcast available where podcasts are, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc. Follow them on Instagram. It's just at TikTok. Also podcast.
Yeah. And also TikTok also underscore podcast on socials.
Underscore podcast on socials to really, if you don't want to really commit to the full audio book of a Sheena or a.
Yeah, Hilaria, we got a whole series.
Yeah. They've got a series of all the best snippets and lots of great deep dives.
I do tell people
content.
If they're interested, dive in. But our series can be a tester to see if you're interested.
Yes. Dip the toe into the audiobook pool, as Andy would say. And so check them out, and then we'll do a third season 6 recap follow up all together soon.
Can't wait.
The Tocamaderas.
Yay.
We'll have you on for that episode. The Tocamadera.
The Tocamadera.
Yes. I love.
All right. Yeah. Love it.
Bye.
Thank you.
Happy
Thanks,
Shushu
guys.
Night.
Bye. Bravo, brave.